And now, of course, that the welfare system has been disestablished and there are no jobs, so to speak, for the women who are told that if they don't work, that's just too bad. They can only get, you know, welfare for a certain period of time, and then they have to find a job. Now, they haven't had the opportunity to go to an institution like this. They may not have skills. Where are they going to find a job? And if they have children, how are they going to pay for child care in order to guarantee the conditions which will allow them to work? So what's going to happen with so many of these women? Many of them are going to have to look for alternative modes of survival since they can no longer depend on welfare. And they're going to be lured into the drug economy, the economy in sexual services, which are two of the sort of major alternative economies available to people who are not allowed to participate in the mainstream economy. And that's going to send them straight into the prison industrial complex. So if things do not change, we will be seeing ever larger numbers of women going into the prison system.